there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Here we are. It is, of course, the first Sunday in the month of October. Praise the Lord. I'm not sure how we got here, but we're here. It's, of course, Sunday, October the 5th, 2014. And, friend, I pray your weekend is coming along. I pray you have a chance to spend some time with some loved ones, your church family, and just have a great Sabbath rest. Amen. Well, if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it is a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And each and every week, we try to have a main devotional thought or a main focus. And today, we're going to be taking a look at Psalms of Praise. Going to be taking a look at your favorite psalms that focus on praising the Lord. So, sit back and enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine. Jesus, shine. Fill this land.
Yes, that's right. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Fred, I pray that you're blessed right here on this Sunday. And today we're going to be taking a look at Psalms of Praise. And I'll tell you what, when I think of a psalm that focuses on praising the Lord, I can't help but think but of Psalm 95. It says, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and exalt him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands form the dry land. So let us come, bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care."
Creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Rushing wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise him, alleluia. Thou rising morning, praise, rejoice, ye lights of evening, find a voice, oh, praise him, oh, praise him, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
That's right. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Happy Sunday this October the 5th, 2014. My name is Joey Kroll, and Pray that you're having yourself a great weekend. In fact, my wife and I are looking forward to, I guess, the end of this month, a few weeks away, 3 weeks away. We're looking forward to having a nice weekend out of town, just me and her. Kids are going to be hanging out with family, and me and her are just going to enjoy the nice weekend down in St. Louis. I'm looking forward to that. So it's always nice to get away. Amen. Well, friend, we are talking about Psalms of Praise today, taking a look at some of our favorite psalms that focus on praising the Lord. Because, friend, I'll tell you what, He is worthy of our praise. Amen. He is worthy of our worship and worthy of our praise. Psalm 100 says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name, for the Lord is good, and His love endures forever."
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, You were here before the world began. Thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what You're worth. Trampled on the ground.
listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Praising the Lord on this Sunday, October the 5th, 2014. And today we're focusing on Psalms of Praise. And Psalm 145 says, I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and exalt your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? Well, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. All of creation testifies. Same God that spins things in orbit runs to the weary, the worn, and the weak, and the same gentle hands that hold me when I'm
to do.
been left in the cold. For every painful story never been told. For every washed up, jaded, hurt and frustrated person at the end of their road. Hold on to Jesus.
Everything else fails, when everyone else will fail us, we have someone who is faithful and true, and that's Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Praise the Lord. And let's hold on to Him. If you're struggling through a season today, I want to encourage you, don't let go. Hold on to Him. Keep your eyes on the author and the perfecter of your faith. Well, friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning, it's the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, Lord willing, I'll get rid of the sore throat. But remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.